Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Can't believe we're going to be playing Christmas music soon on SOS Radio, and Thanksgiving is next Thursday. I'm Scott Harreld, and I'm joined by my friend Annie Meadows. A big tradition over at Lake Las Vegas going on this Saturday, though. Right before Thanksgiving, we're going to be kicking off a whole bunch of fun, festive things.
The Christmas tree lighting, Scott. I am so excited because this year we are really going to take it up just a notch. Have I got your curiosity yet?
I know every year you always have full production. You have an amazing band. You always have some surprises and some guests that show up. And I know gifts for the children. There's the candy shop.
Yep, we do. But you know what? One thing, I've never told the story, Scott, of how I got involved and how it really grew into what it is today, the tree lighting. And I shared it in an interview for a magazine last week. And it's magical, for lack of a better word, and I can make it really brief. My husband Peter and I were having dinner in the garden of the Ritz-Carlton. It was late November. I believe it was the year like 2006. It was a warmer November than normal. And we're sitting in this garden. There's not many people out there eating dinner. And we looked over and we saw this tree. You know, it wasn't lit up or anything. It was just a tree. And we heard people start to sing. And we're thinking, I wonder what that's all about. Because it just seemed kind of faint. You know, it was there. And we kind of looked. We saw some shadows around the tree. We're thinking, oh, I wonder what that's all about. You know, maybe it's a carol practice or whatever. And then as we sat there, suddenly this tree lights up. But more than that, the garden of the Ritz-Carlton, which is now the Hilton, Lake Las Vegas, all it completely lit up around us, completely. Thousands and thousands of white lights. And we're sitting there going, oh my gosh, what just happened? And we had this feeling come over us. It was like we were on a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
So I remember after that, I had talked to some people down in Lake Las Vegas about what was that? Oh, it was our tree lighting. And I think there was all maybe of 25 people there. It was just kind of a beginning. And I said to myself, I would like to be involved in that someday. Well, it wasn't soon, maybe a year or so after that, but I was talking with the friends that I knew in the management, and they had said, you know what, you know, you ever want to do it, blah, blah, blah. And I ended up going out and doing the tree lighting for the first time. Yeah. I just stood there by the tree in the same spot those other people were. But that tree lighting, for whatever reason, a couple thousand people came out. And the manager was like, my gosh, we're not even prepared for this. The restaurants are not prepared. Nobody's prepared. And it ended up being so incredible. We just simply, I sung some songs, did a countdown. There wasn't anything spectacular except for that. Well, they said, can you come back the next year? Can you come back the next year? And here we are, 2019. And I am, my board of directors is allowing me out of my sabbatical long enough to do the annual Christmas tree lighting.
This has grown and grown into a Las Vegas tradition every year. And it's going on this Saturday night over at Lake Las Vegas on the floating stage.
Exactly. November 23rd, 6 p.m. And you do want to be there by 6 because it's going to start off with such a beautiful, elegant dance by Felicity Cunningham, and that it will go on from there. It's going to be, I'm not going to give the secret out, but the tree will be in a different spot, and it will be in such a fashion that a Christmas tree lighting has never happened like this before.
Ooh.
So now I think I've got people's attention, Scott.
Well, I'm going to be there. Our family's going to be there. It's going to be a blast. Actually, you asked me to MC.
Well, you're going to be MCing Scott Harreld, people. SOS Radio, which we all love, and I hope that you support, because I do. They are going to allow Scott to be the MC, and so it's going to be downright fun. It's going to be downright family, and it's going to be so uplifting. You are going to be so ready for the Christmas season.
We're talking about how God never gives up with us when we've had a rough past. And we're talking with Annie Meadows today on SOS Radio. And I know you've been singing for years. You've been traveling and writing music and authoring books for years. And you're doing the Christmas tree lighting over at Lake Las Vegas this weekend. But tell a little bit about your story, how God stepped in. You're in a place where you never, ever thought you would ever sing in any church.
That's so true. You know, many people know my testimony, but there's some probably listening today, Scott. They know nothing about my music. And I came out of witchcraft as being a practicing witch. I was a runaway on the street in Lakeland, Las Vegas. And I came to Las Vegas not to get saved, but this is where I got saved, was Las Vegas, when the man that I married, Peter Taboni, who is now with the Lord, I lost my husband about 10 months ago to leukemia. But he took me to a church here, and I ended up raising my hand, giving my heart to the Lord. And you know, Scott, even as I sat with the Lord this week in my devotions, I talked to God and I said, God, I'll never forget how I came here running away, had nothing, and you found me right where I was. But I always kind of felt that he was kind of had me in the palm of his hand. But I got so involved in the darkness and serving the enemy. How could God ever want me? But he did. And now what does he do? He uses me to bring glory to him, Scott.
You know, throughout your life, Annie, your mom refused to give up on you and just kept kind of pushing you relentlessly. And even though you look back on it now, what were you feeling towards your mom when she kept coming back to you when you didn't really want to have anything to do with God? You weren't interested in God, maybe even felt rebellious at the time, but your mom kept coming back and staying on you. I think there's something that a lot of parents can learn here.
I think that parents need to understand that their child can never go too far, because I had really gone too far. And my parents let me go. And here I was involved in heavily drinking, in drugs, in witchcraft, in the darkness of this world. Very, very different human being than what God has made me into and molded me into. My mother never stopped praying for me. And one time when I was on tour, I had joined a rock band, went on tour. I was making loads of money and singing every night, hard rock music. And my mother, I always kept up with my mom and dad, though. I can't explain that, except for I was always close to my parents growing up, and it was like a lifeline for me. And so many kids that run away, they just kind of like, the parents don't see them for 6 years. But I did let them know kind of where I was. Now, here I was thousands of miles from home, and one evening, I had called my mother, and she said to me on the phone, a lady at church prophesied about you. And I'm like, oh, please, you know. And, you know, and I'm telling my mother, you know, please understand, I want nothing to do with God. And of course, I talked a lot different than I do now about that. But I told her I wanted nothing to do with God. And she goes, well, just let me tell you what she said. She said that Annie Meadows is someday going to be a gospel singer with a large ministry. And I rejected that completely, Scott, but look where I am at. So you know what? God, what was it that the angel Gabriel was the first one to say it? Nothing is impossible with God. And that was to the Virgin Mary. We know what kind of a miracle that was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, God can do anything in any life, Scott.
We're talking with Annie Meadows today at SWS Radio. She's leading the tree lighting over at Lake Las Vegas this Saturday night.
Yes, I'm looking so forward to it. And you know, another thing on a personal note, the board of directors brought me together in July, and they just really felt I wasn't healing. I was just still moving and moving and moving, and I needed that time to really grieve. And so they said, you're going on a sabbatical. But for them to allow me to break the sabbatical, to do this tree lighting. But what it means to me personally is I'm kind of stepping back into public performance, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I need my Christian brothers and sisters to surround me and kind of welcome me back as well. So I'm just point blank telling people, I need you there. And I need you to make a statement to the world that it is important for us as a community to come together and support each other. Because I do have a little message that night, because I'm not the only one hurting. There is a lot of people, Scott, that are hurting right now in different ways. and parents that have children that have gone awry, that financially hurting, people that have lost a child to death or a parent or a grandparent or a spouse or whatever. And so we're coming together to say that as a community, we can even heal together. The Route 91, the October 1st. And so I have a very special little part that I'm going to present on the stage that night that will be for those that feel like Christmas is not really too happy for me this year. And I feel that they and I will walk away with a renewed sense of joy and hope in our hearts.
Oh, well, it's going on. 6 o'clock it starts.
Yes.
Sharp. It's right out at the floating stage on Lake Las Vegas on Montelago Village. I have all the restaurants and the candy shop, coffee, and all kinds of fun things. If you're thinking about, okay, Thanksgiving's coming in a week and then Christmas, and this whole season's starting to feel crazy, but you just want to kick that off focusing on the real heart of Christmas, we're going to be there at 6 o'clock and the music starts. Sharp.
And you know, one more thing I want to say is a lot of people that I've talked to, and each year, is they will come out early. They'll come out in the afternoon, maybe 3:34, go to one of the restaurants or the coffee shop or whatever, and sit, relax a little bit, let the kids play in the big, huge sandbox they have out there, walk by the water, take in some of the sights, and then be there and prepared for it to start at 6.
Well, I'll be emceeing this year. Annie Meadows is going to be performing. We're going to have dancing and music and fun festivities as we do the Christmas tree lighting. Lake Las Vegas.
Yes, please come out. We just would love to have you join us. And this will be maybe, if I'm seeing things right on the news and the local news, I think it's one of the first tree lightings in Vegas. We kind of start the string.
Can't believe Thanksgiving's next week, and then we kick off ugly Christmas sweater season, or better known by me as real Christmas sweater season.
I'm
Scott on SWS Radio, joined by my friend Annie Meadows. We are kicking off all kinds of fun things this weekend. The tree lighting at Lake Las Vegas, you know, we'll be playing some Christmas music next week, starting on Thanksgiving night on SOS, but we're doing the tree lighting this Saturday, though.
Absolutely. And also, it is a sweater drive for the Las Vegas Rescue Mission. So if you'd like, bring out a sweater. They're going to have barrels that we can throw the sweaters in. I did that last year. I brought out a sweater, and I'll do it this year. So I think it's a wonderful community giving. Such a Hallmark feel to this,
yeah,
Scott.
It doesn't have to be an ugly Christmas sweater. It could be any sweater.
Absolutely.
But I like the ugly ones. If somebody brings me one, I will wear it when we go out to MC.
There you go. Yes. Can you imagine how many sweaters you're going to get now, Scott?
I had a Star Wars Christmas sweater. I had a reindeer Christmas sweater. I need one of the Golden Knights ugly Christmas sweaters. That might be it this year for me.
That's what you need. That's what you need. The Golden Knights. Yes. I wonder how many Golden Knights sweaters will be in there for the rescue mission. Golden Knights are wonderful, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
That's taken over Vegas in a wonderful way. I was actually thanking the Lord the other day. I said, you know what, God? We've always been known as Sin City, gambling, you know, and all the bad shows. And now all of a sudden we're becoming the sports capital of the world, aren't we?
No. Well, maybe you'll have some Golden Knights tickets in your Christmas list this year, Annie.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for. I keep telling my friends, ask me to the Golden Knights. That's what I want to do. I want to go to a game.
That's awesome. Well, the Christmas tree lighting is going on this Saturday. It starts at 6 o'clock at Lake Las Vegas on the floating stage.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, SOS. Thank you, Scott.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.